Well, good morning. 7:13, Brock Hunter.
Morning.
Here we go. I actually do need to introduce someone real quick. This is Robot Hunter.
What?
Oh, sorry, that was the wrong one. Hold on. Hey, Robot Hunter, what's up?
Yeah, dude.
All right, there you go. That's the first thing.
What is it? So you had me record some things the other day. You know what you're going to do? I know exactly what you're going to do. Let me explain this. Because I'm leaving for vacation. You can't handle doing the show by yourself.
Exactly.
You had me record a bunch of things so you can just... It's like what South Park did with Chef when he quit the show. So he just took a bunch of his clips.
You're going to start hearing more from my new co-host, Robot Hunter, and we'll see how he does. I mean, it can't be any worse than Real Hunter.
Shut up, man. I should just go take a nap. Why am I even here? That is not correct, Brock.
I mean, this is going to be great. Yeah.
What's up, you ass?
Yeah, this is going to be good.
It's pretty good, though, you know. Do I still get paid?
No, you do not. No, you do not.
That's a bunch of trash. I got a contract here, guys. Why?
There you go. Anyway, so we'll meet more of Robot Hunter coming up here. Why don't we let Robot Hunter do sports later on? We could have him do sports. It'd be good.
Yeah, that's fun with me.
Right now, it is time to do your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
I knew what you were doing.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump.
That
septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-77.
You just have Robot Hunter do it, you know?
Oh, I don't know if he...
77!
See, it's better when you do it. If you're here, I'll have you do
it. See?
Or visit them, pumpthatseptic.com.
Irreplaceable.
Irreplaceable. I don't know about that. We'll see. Well, this is...
Unreplaceable.
Unreplaceable? Irreplaceable. It's irreplaceable.
Oh.
Yeah. Moron. You got a moron hotkey over here or what? This is pretty crazy, man. Today marks 2 years since COVID-19 was officially declared a pandemic by the World Health Organization.
Wow.
Dude, 2 years.
2 years to the day. So it's 2 years to the day we got the message of, hey, you got to go home.
Yeah.
Lock your doors.
We
hide
are
your kid,
shutting
hide your wife.
Down. Yeah. Dude, that's crazy. Where did 2 years go?
It's gone. Out the door. Yeah, dude, I remember, like, the first few days. It was so wild, man. And it escalated like that. We were doing the story. So here's what's wild. Let me bring this up. And not to make light, because we know now, obviously.
Yeah, for
but
sure.
But in the beginning of this, dude, there was like a week before where the story was escalating from overseas. And you did a break, and you kind of ripped on it.
Yeah.
And, you know, you just kind of went with it. Nobody really knew.
No.
And it's, you know.
Well, dude.
And then, like, in, like, 2 days. It took, like, 2 days, Brock, after you did this story. Boom. We were locked down. And I'm like, oh, my God, dude.
Well, and not to mention.
For real.
Do you remember when we did the prank phone call about Corona beer, saying, I think we have the coronavirus because we drank too much Corona beer? Like, when we first started, it was a joke. We got, like, 2 weeks off, and it's like, oh, that's fine.
You just never know, dude, and how fast things escalate like that. And this one was just absolutely from left field.
Do you remember that fun couple months where we were wiping down our groceries?
Oh, yeah.
My
dude,
God.
You know, I mean. It was rampant then, though. I mean, but necessary, really. I mean, it helped out. But it's weird that it was 2 years ago, thinking now, and you can see what you've been experiencing, the uptick of nobody's really as worried as they were a year ago to the day, right?
No. Well,
you can say that, right?
Well, for sure. I mean, numbers are down, you know, but billions have been vaccinated. Or you've had it, so there's herd immunity, you know. So we're obviously at a point now where we can look back.
It's like
hindsight's
2020. We see the light over there, you know, and we're going towards it.
But it's not going anywhere. It's staying. Like, we're never going to have a world without COVID at this point. But it's just so weird looking back 2 years ago, what we didn't know, what we thought we knew.
We thought it was going to be 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, that's cool. I'm going to be in my house for a couple of weeks. We'll be back at
it. We were having fun with it. I'm in my robe doing the morning show. This is crazy. Check it out. Oh, man. Yeah, it's like an adult snow day. People are at home for 2 weeks.
Goes by.
And then
2 months. Three? What?
Six.
No.
A year. Okay.
What?
Yeah. Not 2 years later. And we're still not out of the woods. Dude, it's just crazy.
You know what?
Crazy.
There were some pros and cons, though. I mean, obviously, we know the cons. I mean, it's a devastating thing, dude.
Yeah.
But I think some businesses and some people learned that they can do things outside of work, still get things accomplished.
It shaped. It changed the world. It absolutely changed the world. Dude. In a lot of different ways. So, but yeah.
Wow.
Just nuts. 2 years ago. 2 years ago, officially declared a pandemic with COVID-19. Unbelievable.
If you would have asked me two years ago, like, hey, you're working from home. Would you still be doing it in 2 years? Woo.
In an adult onesie.
You know what my answer was going to be? Hell no.
Hell no. You kidding me? Come on now. Yeah. I haven't seen your beautiful face in 2 years, Hunter. It's been
beautiful,
crazy.
Isn't it?
Anyway. Well, just nuts, man. Thought I'd share that with you. Let's move on to some better news. Taco Bell's Mexican pizza is back. At least we think it is. Rapper / musician Doja Cat just like recorded a new jingle for Taco Bell, and it alludes to the Mexican pizza. I have not been to Taco Bell since the Mexican pizza has supposedly been released, so I don't know if it's nationwide.
So it's already released?
We don't know yet. There's been no official statement other than these rumblings of Doja Cat singing a jingle that alludes to the Mexican pizza. So I don't know.
Hear it. Come on, just say it. Repeat after me, Hunter. You were right.
I don't know if I ever took the time to disagree with you on the Mexican pizza.
Come on, just give me something here. Just give me one. Come on.
I'd understand if I
called this in December.
I'd understand if I was like arguing with you and angry about the Mexican pizza, but
you should be.
I'm on board. Like I'm agreeing with you. Like this is good.
So the other part of my story back in December when we talked about this, I said, "Hey, Mexican pizza fans, here we go. There's gonna be like three more released that they're not saying right now.
Yeah.
So they're saying, hey, we're re-releasing the Mexican pizza. Just wait. But wait, Hunter says there's more. There's gonna be like three more coming.
Yeah.
So."
Hey, I'm on board. Like I agree with you, man. I'm on board with you. I want it back. Some Mexican pizza. It's fantastic.
It was my favorite item on that menu for
good
sure.
Good stuff. You can kind of make a Mexican pizza on your own if you just take like two quesadillas and you stack them up and you put a little sour cream on top. It's not the same, obviously.
Dude, that Mexican pizza meal was like $9-$10.
It was worth it. That was worth every penny. And that's why my Taco Bell order was always so expensive. It's not
like
because
$44.
You spent how much at Taco Bell? Lastly, from Mexican pizzas to sex in space, after decades of avoiding questions about sex between astronauts and always insisting, quote, that no humans have ever had sex in space, NASA has finally said it would be open to researching what it would take for astronauts to get grunty in zero gravity.
I don't think it makes noise.
No, it doesn't. It's in sex. You don't have any bed springs to. With all the talk about colonizing Mars, the space agency has been under a bit of pressure to start dealing with a 62-mile high club, I guess is what it would be, and figuring out just how possible it might be for humans to safely make babies in outer space.
I'm willing to bet, dude, that's somebody has had sex in space.
Saying it. I don't. Maybe I'm sure someone's rubbed one out in space. I mean, you can't be. But I don't know if sex in space, because there has been male and female astronauts. And I'm not saying it's not possible, but maybe a little bit of self love.
There's not. You got Russians up there. You got Jeff Bezos flying up there now. I mean, it's just not NASA, dude. I'm sure somebody has banged in space. I'm just saying.
With all the millionaires going up in their penis rockets and everything, I don't think so. I don't think it's been there yet. I don't think it's been there quite yet. No. No. For sure, firing off some knuckle children, absolutely.
What's the over-under on this, dude? Because I'm about to put some money down.
Well, you think an astronaut at some point would have came on and said, yeah, we're definitely banging in space. But I think they got too much going on. There's a little too much, at stake.
You don't have any downtime? Come on.
Imagine getting a man loogie lodged in one of the control panels. Hey, who was masturbating in here, man? The controls are all sticky. This is unbelievable.
How do you do it? You can't wipe that. You suck it up with a vacuum?
Yeah, get one of those space vacuums. I don't know. Yeah, because you can't use like a watery sponge on that. Like, zero gravity sex doesn't sound appealing at all. All right? There's no.
You don't let go.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Where are you going?
I just, there's no, I don't think there's any way to kind of get anything, you know, any action going. But on the moon
throw
where
me
there's
a rope.
Yes. Oh, I'll throw you a rope.
Hit the button. Let's get out of here.
Actually, what if you did, you know, headshot, right?
No,
all right.
Stop.
You get
stop.
The,
hey,
and then
stop.
You just, you slowly pull them
no.
in.
No. You can't go there, dude. You push.
What?
You're pushing that. Go
what?
On.
Just, I'm saying, I think it's possible. All right, that is your morning dump. God, Hunter, you're sick.
No.
The morning dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com.